clean. So let's go from the beginning and see if we can work on some of these things. Right away at the beginning, we need pulse, we need dry. Doom-ba-doom-ba-doom-ba-doom-ba-doom-ba-doom kind of stuff. Here's a pitch. Thank you, David. Bassist has to pick up notes. A one, a two, a one, two.
Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time of year.
So right there, that pitch, ooh, has to be higher. And the very first time you sing the word ooh, I see this sort of stretchy turtleneck kind of thing, like you're coming in your shell. And that's going to really displace the muscles in here and cause tension that doesn't need to be there. Ooh, keep the head nice here. Okay. Ooh, feel the back soft palate in the back of the throat there. Get nice and high like a cathedral ceiling. Again, basically, start us off. One, two, one, two. Keep the knife in the light.
Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time.
Pitches in there from some of us. Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Again, please. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. One, two, one, two.
Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year.
Good. When the basses go, they pop up the octave. On that pop up the octave, you got to get a little bit louder on that ooh. Great, do it again. A one, a two, begin and. Accent. Accent.
Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year.
Good, excellent. That was much, much better. Thank you, baritones. The cutoff on Nick was pretty good. Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. I need to make sure that your Saint Nick, though, happens on either side of their on the beat singing, so that we have the syncopated versus the straight quarter notes over here. So let's clean that up from the beginning again. One, a two, a one, two.
Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year.
Go on.
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And the real famous carol is up in red, and it spends the whole year working out in the shed.
Stop there. Okay, so baritones, words or oohs or what?
Words.
Yeah. Little Saint Nick. Little Saint Nick. Okay, so words, not oohs. I'm hearing a little bit of everything in between.
Yeah.
Way up north when the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. After we're told, everyone needs to take a breath there. There's a break in between told and the next thing. Some of us do it, some of us don't, and then therefore the next entrance is late and not together. Can we start it way up north? Way up north where the air gets cold. One, a two, a one, two, three.
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you have been told. And a real famous carol is stuck in red, and he spends the whole year looking out in the sleigh. Little Saint Nick.
With the four-speed stick,
with the seat for a wheel, and the stand hits the gas, and just watch it appeal. Little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick.
Good. I need everyone to give me K sounds at the end of the word Nick's. Okay? There's not enough K, and that's half the problem why it doesn't sound like the word ever finishes, or why our cutoffs just kind of seem like they happen whenever, because there's not a definitive K sound, cutoff of sound, when we get to the end of the Nicks. Can I hear just the baritone of Dimension 9? Can you give me a fresh F? This is way up north.
Way up north, when the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And the real famous cat on a stuffing bread, and he spends the whole year working out on his sled.
Be really careful with those pitches. Way up north, one, two, a baritones, here we go.
Way up north, where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat on a stuffing red, and he spends a whole year working out in his sled.
That was better. Good. Just make sure we have that breath after told. Good. And now, bases, our first three pitches on Way Up North were not together and at least not unison with one another.
Way up north.
Sorry, way up north.
Okay,
sorry. Way up north. Where B makes an S, Y, and E and gives a bright E vowel sound.
Way up north.
Way up north. Together. One, two, one, two, three.
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends a whole year working out on his sled. Little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick.
Run, sorry, yeah, this is the Dukes.
That's the Dukes.
That's okay. We stopped and started a few times.
Yeah.
Can we start it? Boom. Ba-boom, call it old Saint Nick. And this is toot, one, a two, a one, two, a three.
Toot, call it old Saint Nick, but you're walking to bargain with a horsey stick. Toot, with a ski for a wheel, and the Santa hits the gas, and just watch her peel. It's the little Saint Nick.
One, two, three,
little Saint Nick.
One, two, three, with the baritones. So say, doom. One, a two, a one, two, a three. That's an octave. Sing that. Go. That's not the One, two, a three. Good. So make sure it's just a little bit higher and then basses. Doom, ba doom, ba doom. Go ahead and do your doom, ba dooms. Again, one, two, again.
Run, reindeer.
Good. Now, some of you weren't here on Saturday. Here's what we're doing at the end of run. We're not doing a crescendo in terms of dynamics and volume. We are instead just brightening the bell. Ron. That's all we're doing. We're going from Ron to just really brighten it up and nasalize it. Sing just the final Ron. One, two, go.
Ron.
If we all do that collectively as a group, it's going to make it sound like we have a crescendo, and it's also going to make sure that we have really good sparkly overtones in there. If we go from, as I said the other day, we go from this sort of a sound wave to more of a sawtooth kind of sound wave, and it really gives it some nice good bite, and we'll really be able to accentuate the overtones if we do it correctly. Basses, start quieter on your run, run, rain, D, and I need everyone to sing D. Run, run, rain, D, and you have to stay at an E vowel. Don't even try
about the word reindeer. Think that the word is reindeer. Okay? Faces, give us a fresh half again, if you would. Because we're under at the moment. Not by a lot, though. That's pretty good.
Run, run, reindeer.
One, two, three.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
Okay, that's much, much better. Gotta fix something baritones. To the final verse.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. Yeah.
We have differences where we're going up in pitch between all of us. Can we sing that, please?
On through the snow.
One, two, a three.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen
deer.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a dozen deer. Half a dozen, or on through the snow, on through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
Okay, hauling, one, a two,
a one, two, three.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
Sounds better, good, do it again, one, two, again.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
That's cleaner. Good. With the bases.
Fallen.
One, two, a three.
On through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
Good. Now bases.
It's just the slightest bit slow. Then again in the forward side of the beat. Half a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
All in
the bases. One, two, three.
All through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
Good. We lose a little bit of time at the frightening speed, the syncopated section.
All through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a ready to lead.
You need to anticipate that your constant comes just right before the click. One, two, same spot, and here we go.
All through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead.
Good. Half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. Half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. Okay, good.
All through the...
All in. One, two, again.
All through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got a wear of thumbs, so the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
We're very sloppy baritones about what's happening here. Pitches, consonants, when we breathe. We did fine, or better, I should say, with on through the snow at a frightening speed with a, the with a, I heard some variance in pitches right there, but then half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead was good. Then the next spot, we were all over the place. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. So a lot of pitches in there that we're just kind of guessing, and they're not accurate.
Wow.
Okay? Can I hear, falling through the snow again? One, a two, a one, two, three.
Falling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
Better. Good. You've got to really work at it, don't you?
Yeah.
Can we try it again?
That's why I don't sing
Burpo. On to the snow. A one, two, a three.
Little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick,
oh.
First three.
On through the snow.
On through the snow. One, a two, a one, two, three.
On through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a ruby to lead. He's out and wears out, comes to slow, really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
It takes a lot more energy to think, even just, it takes a lot more just brain energy, a mental, okay, a concentration and focus, to think about all the little breaks and to be very accurate with pitches. So we have to plug in and keep that baritones. Can we go to